I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India and Pakistan held the first joint anti-terrorism meeting this week in the latest step of the South Asian peace process. A deadly train bombing prior shows not everyone wants peace. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says,
the reports are that this whole bombing created by the religious fundamentalist from Pakistan itself to stop this kind of peace negotiation. People are nervous, they're scared. We are deeply concerned about reaching the Muslims with the gospel, and all these things don't help at all.
Pray for their team's boldness in sharing the gospel. Next, SIM's Africa Bible Commentary boldly tackles practices and attitudes hidden by the African church for generations. SIM's Steve Strauss says it's a one-volume tool written entirely by African Bible scholars uniquely to the African context.
It includes a commentary on every book of the Bible, a commentary directed toward African pastors to help them as they study Scripture. And then there are approximately 50 to 60 articles on issues that would be especially related to African church needs.
An Operation Mobilization of Britain has a new focus and a new name. OM Luke will now be called OM Life Hope. OM UK Director Steve Cricklow says that the challenges of Britain's multicultural atmosphere are being addressed on all levels now, and the new name will help portray that. This change requires lots of work. Pray for a smooth transition and that they'll see lives and communities transformed through Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.